The next major study, although based on quite small numbers, was from the Rotterdam group, and they showed that in their first paper at 3 years, there were no breast cancers in their risk-reducing mastectomy group, and compared to 8 in their intensive surveillance group, again equivalent to about a 90% reduction given the confidence intervals. A follow-up paper did show that, in fact, one of the women developed metastatic breast cancer in the axilla, and they went very carefully through all the mastectomy specimen to see if they could find a primary that was there at the time of surgery, but they couldn't find one. I have to say, we have a similar woman who we found a 1 millimeter tumor, invasive tumor, at the time of surgery, and she died from metastatic disease 3 years later. So it's quite possible that however careful they were, that woman actually had breast cancer at the time of her mastectomy.